Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here on the floor of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo in Orlando. It's day two of the expo, day three of the conference, and I'm here at the booth for Leafly. And tell folks your name.
Hello, I'm Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. And tell folks about Leafly.
So Leafly, if those of you don't know, is a platform, an app, and a website that does three things: business services, information, entertainment. Business services is kind of our main thing people are known for. We have maps that have dispensaries, and you can search nearby, and you can look at their menus. You could also look at one of our 2,000 different strains, see what the effects are for either rec or medicinal. And then we also have a really wonderful content team. They're putting out news and information about legislation, whimsical cannabis information, and also really great medical breakthroughs that are happening. And so everything that we do with our almost 10 million site views every month is turning around, giving that information back to businesses to help them grow and make, you know, better business decisions, and also to make sure that consumers are elevating the conversation, and we're bringing this information into the mainstream and, you know, encouraging people to vote, encouraging people to talk about it. That's Leafly.
That's one of the things I really appreciate about Leafly is the dedication to the activism and making sure that people understand that this isn't over yet, even though we got a few legal states. With the addition of your content, I've been reading a lot of the news stories out there. That's been a really big help. So do you feel that Leafly, in a sense, is shaping what strains will be grown because of this customer reaction? You know, maybe Granddaddy Perps becomes more popular because people are talking about it, so more growers grow it?
That is a really interesting question. I think that there's always going to be a space for really great proprietary strains, and we try and have those on our site as well. If you have a dispensary or a grow operation that's really excited about something that they've been like crafting for years and years and years, we want to support those things as well. But definitely, we keep track of the strains that are popular in each state, in each region, and we actually push that information out to the public and be like, hey, look what is popular in your area. So you definitely are going to find that Sour Diesel, Blue Dream, OG Kush, and those sorts of strains. They're gonna be kind of everywhere. They're gonna be like a little bit of your bread and butter, excuse me. And we want to do both. We want to have as much information as possible. But we do tell people about those strains and to have them in inventory. So I think that might, you know, eventually, you know, influence production.
Is there any push toward a standardization? I mean, I noticed with your you have the knockoff of the periodical table.
Yeah.
That you use for sativas, indicas, and hybrids. But one complaint has been that, you know, somebody's calling it a super sour diesel, but is it really a super sour diesel? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, there is, especially that strain. We have, there's a grower, and he has his own strains. We call it AJ Sour Diesel, which is a indica hybrid. We haven't put that on the internet, though, because we haven't had information about it. But we do have the Sour Diesel Sativa strain that is on the website, and you know, there's strains coming out every day, and we do have a strain specialist who looks at all of these different strains and looks at their genealogy, where they're coming from, where they're growing before they're put on the site. So we're not just throwing things up willy-nilly.
So are your folks collecting information on what's new out there in the dispensaries, and or could someone submit something to you for review?
Both. We definitely encourage people to do both. So we're out looking, and then we're also getting things from dispensaries, from growers, from users. A lot of our information is user-driven, our reviews on strains and dispensaries, and that really influences things that we do on our site. We publish the Leafly list in markets every month to say, like, who's the top dispensary, what are the top strains, and, yeah, just, like, kind of having a bit of competition in there to just keep pushing people forward.
So it sounds like we've got dispensaries in need of your services for, you know, customer reviews. We've got customers in need of your services to know what they want to get. We've got news and information that's being written. We've got growers that are submitting strains. Lots of stuff going on. If people want to submit strains, write for you, or learn more, how can they find out?
Definitely go to leafly.com or email us at info@leafly.com, and we'll definitely kind of point you in the right direction.
All right. Thank you for talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.